Yes, I did reach back to the agency because it's part of this whole hybrid controversy that people question whether the actual meeting happened and whether I'm just telling a story, what was the truth behind it. And I wanted to combine my medical records of something CIA might have found that they felt was unusual, combined with the hybrid story. And it's an ongoing process. And so unlike a FOIA or even going through what I did with the presentation, the pre-publication classification review board, this is a direct entry into CIA to the privacy coordinator. And the privacy coordinator deals with former officers and current officers seeking to get records about themselves in their service with CIA. So I went through that route and I did get a response back, not my medical records, but they acknowledged that I did did request these records and they are working on it. So that's where we're at right now. What I'm going to do is follow up with what we call a HIPAA request, which is just the release authorized by me of my medical records to a doctor. And it's been suggested to me that that might be a better way to prompt their response, that I'm not just getting the records for myself, but it's going to a doctor. And so it'll be from the Office of Medical Services at CIA to a physician that I know. And so that direct transfer of the medical records to another physician, and then my personal physician that can interact with me, CIA might be more comfortable with that. And that's where we're at right now with that process. The reason why it garnered such interest at CIA, it was basically just a medical visit. I fell down on my back as I was reaching for a Kleenex tissue to take care of a nosebleed. And these chairs have wheels that roll back, and I missed the chair and did not miss the floor, unfortunately. So I was flat on my back. My coworkers were concerned about that. They called medical services. They put me on a gurney and took me up to the clinic where they examined me. Now, I thought it would be just a routine exam. Understandably, they took the x-ray just to check my spine, because I did fall down on my back and everything was fine. But they did say that they saw evidence of an accident or some other major surgery that happened to me in the x-ray. And I go, I don't think so. I never had any surgery whatsoever in my life. I still have all my wisdom teeth. I have my tonsils. Nothing was taken out of me. But they said that, well, this one doctor said that we saw something unusual. And then they treated the nosebleed issue. And so I was lying down and they shined a light, one of these long, you know, examination lights that they can see inside. And they said, oh, have you ever had surgery in your right nostril here? We see something. And I go, no, I never had any kind of surgery whatsoever, including the right nostril. And so they said, well, there's something interesting here. And they looked around a little more and I said, I'm going to get a colleague if you don't mind. He said, fine. And so this one doctor gets a colleague and they come over back and say, well, we have this patient here and would you take a look? And so the second doctor took a look and go, that's interesting. Looks like a surgical site. And I reiterated, no, I've never had surgery there. And then they go off and they'll have a sidebar conference. And then I come back and say, would you like for us to cauterize it? And so they cauterize it. But before they did so, they asked me if I had they had my permission to remove some tissue around it to clean the wound or whatever they needed to do. So they took some tissue around that area. As to what they removed other than tissue, I don't know. But they did remove something. And I don't know what happened to it. And then they proceeded with the cauterization. The fact that the second doctor was called in to do a simple cauterization. Any doctor can do that. And the fact that they had a discussion on to the side, which I was not privy to, raised suspicions in my mind that they found something. So that's why I wanted to get my medical records of that time to see exactly what they might have found. And I'm very curious to see those medical records because in my mind, it was just a simple procedure. Nothing in that record should be redacted. I should be able to see everything, including whatever notes they took of the procedure, unless they had a second record that did not show me where they kept their notes about what they saw or recovered. I don't see why they would, but in the context of what we know about implants and so forth, that raises suspicions in my own mind. What did they find? Did they find anything of that nature within me? I am confident I will get the medical records. I'll be more confident if they have some assurance that it's going to another doctor.
Right.
And so I'll go ahead and do that process and just to facilitate their release of medical information.